Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Him the glory. Well, our God is a good God, and He always encourages us to walk in His ways and to walk in His blessings. So we give God the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 13. It's a very beautiful scripture. It says, "Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin." My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible always teaches us that our mouth is something that has to be preserved, protected, sanctified, guarded, kept holy, so that we can walk in the blessings of Jehovah. Because what we speak with our mouths actually reflects and emits the inner character of our persona. So this Bible verse, we should all commit it to memory. Keep what you know to yourself and you will be safe. Talk too much and you are done for. It's a CEV translation. Simply put, your tendency to speak without thinking will keep getting you into trouble. You know, the story is told about a vacuum cleaner salesman who had been given a remote rural area as his territory. He was going from farmhouse to farmhouse on his first day on the job, attempting to sell vacuum cleaners. As he arrived at one farmhouse, he knocked on the door and was met by a farmer's wife who asked him what he wanted. So without asking permission, he shoved right past her into the kitchen and said, "I'm selling vacuum cleaners." Shocked, she replied, "Wait a minute." But he demanded, "Ma'am, before you say anything, I want to show you something." Then he reached into his bag, pulled out a pail of dirt, and threw it across the kitchen floor. He said, "If my vacuum cleaner won't pick up all that dirt," he bragged about it, "then I'll eat it." She looked at him and said, "Then you better get busy, 'cause we ain't got no electricity." How often we have to eat the words we so recklessly toss on the floor of everyday living. Be careful. Jesus said, "One day we will give an account for every idle word we speak," in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Right? I repeat that. Jesus said, "One day we will give an account for every idle word we speak." I like what an unknown poet wrote. He said, "Be careful of the words you say and keep them soft and sweet. You never know from day to day which ones you'll have to eat." So unless you want to eat your words, think carefully before speaking. Amen. And practice speaking the word of God, because that's what is going to bring blessing into your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, O Lord. Give us the grace to practice your word. Give us the grace, Lord, that we'll fill our hearts with your word, because your word tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And therefore I pray, Lord, that you will purge our hearts, purify our hearts, fill our hearts with your word, O Lord. And as we take time to read your word, to study your word, O Father, that your spirit will write your word in the tablet of our hearts, in our mind, in our DNA. They'll be governed by your word, so that every word that comes forth from our mouth will be well-pleasing unto you, Father. Lord, I thank you. Today, Lord, give us the grace. Let the meditation of our heart and the words of our mouth be acceptable unto you. Abba Father, I pray for the flock as they steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy and lift them up by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Keep them, O Lord, keep them. O Father God, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father, and are grappling with the health condition. I send forth your word of healing and wholeness to prevail upon their lives in Jesus' name. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I release your healing virtue to flow. And Lord, I thank you for by your wounds and by your stripes, your word tells us that we were healed and made well. We thank you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.